This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Webble City Council tomorrow will consider their options after the county has increased tax collection fees last week. City Manager Darren Curry estimates that paying the county a per parcel fee of 3% for collecting taxes and fees to the city will cost $87,000. That's roughly the equivalent of 2 cents per $100 valuation in taxes. County commissioners last week voted for a higher fee than the rate recommended by the county manager. Also tomorrow night, council will discuss the possibility of an improved sidewalk project between MLK and J.K. Powell Boulevard that would be paid for through a grant program for underserved communities. Lance Sandlin has been charged with murdering the unborn child of Shania Perry. Sandlin was arrested in September for the April death of the woman. His wife Emily and ex-wife Lori Flowers were also charged in the case. Perry disappeared in April of 2024. Her body has never been found. Look for more on this story at our website. The suspect in a May 8th shoplifting case in Delco could face assault charges if they're ever picked up. Dollar General employees said that the female suspect attempted to steal merchandise and became physically aggressive when she was confronted. One employee was pushed as the suspect fled the store. The suspect then allegedly attempted to hit a second employee with her vehicle. The incident is under investigation. A man was found dead at a kangaroo and wallaby farm in Horry County Friday. Eric Slate, age 52, was an employee of Five Star Farm on Highway 9, according to Horry County Police. He died of blunt force trauma in an enclosure with one of the kangaroos. HCPD and the Horry Coroner's Office are investigating. A St. James man is on house arrest, told deputies that an angry ex-girlfriend allegedly took the charger to his ankle monitor. The $25 charger turned up missing after the woman allegedly went to Cary Graham's home on May 2nd. The sheriff's office is investigating the case. A debris fire caused the Sunset Road wildfire in Brunswick County last week, according to the Forest Service. One man has been charged for an illegal burn. Heavy rains and favorable winds helped firefighters make major strides on the Sunset Road fire this weekend. The Brunswick County fire is steady at 1,300 acres. It's more than 87% contained. A coastal low-pressure system will continue to bring badly needed rain across our entire area through Wednesday. May 16th is Peace Officers Memorial Day. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office will be holding a memorial service at 11 a.m. at 801 Jefferson Street in Wyville. They will honor the 12 local law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. The public is welcome. Players took home $525,315,000 in April. That produced $46 million in revenue for the 8 licensed gambling concerns in North Carolina. Also brought in $8.4 million in taxes for the state. That's a significant increase over March, when the licensees had gross revenues of $38.1 million, providing $5.8 million in taxes to the state. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.